Welcome to the Sunday Monday Show, a podcast about being bold in faith, work, and life. I'm your host, Jane Kennedy. Let's get down to business. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Sunday Monday Show. Jane here. And today's episode is going to be a little bit shorter than usual. It's just me. And today I wanted to talk about something that, just comes up in conversation a lot. It's something that I, pray about frequently. It's something that I feel like a lot of us really strive to work through, which is growing in trust. And I think especially now that we're in the season of Advent, you know, Advent is a season of waiting. And it's a season of not just waiting, but waiting with hopeful expectation and a hopeful expectation of joy, a hopeful expectation of God's providence, a hopeful expectation of God's plan working itself out for our good, for our ultimate good, so that we can be with him in heaven, which is what Christmas celebrates. And these weeks in which we are leading up to Christmas, I think, are a really good time to just pause and reflect on the things that we are waiting for in our lives. And what I've learned in my years of life is that we're always waiting for something. There, you know, you can be waiting to graduate college, waiting to get into a grad program, waiting to get a new job, waiting to get married, to have kids, to achieve some goal or some desire that's on your heart. And it's almost like we're climbing up these peaks. And every time you get to the top of a peak, you have a moment of like, oh, this is awesome. This is what I wanted. And then you see the next peak in the distance. And it's like those peaks never end. And so in order to live the Christian life and in order to, you know, experience these desires and these longings with the Lord, it's really important that we trust him. Because when we can trust God and we can trust his plan for our lives, we're able to live in a new freedom and we're able to live in joy because we don't have to worry about what tomorrow holds. We don't have to be scared or be afraid that we are not going to have what we need because we know that we are so deeply loved and that God is always providing for us. And I think that one of the reasons that we can struggle a lot in trust is that, in order to trust God, we have to know him. And we have to know who he is, and we have to see his work in our lives, and we have to be able to see that and to experience it in a really personal way. And unless we know God, unless we are trying to get to know him and give him the space to get to know us in our lives, it can be really, really hard to trust. And so what I want to do today is share the three steps and three things that I do that have really helped me grow in trust in God, specifically this year. I feel like this has been a really beautiful year for me of growing in a lot of trust and becoming a lot more aware of God's providence. This past weekend, I was in New York City and it was so fun. And I had a really beautiful conversation with a friend and she was saying, you know, God is always working in our lives, but we don't always notice it. And it's when we stop and we reflect on everything he's doing that we're able to see how active he is in our lives and how much he's working. And it's when we stop and look and see, we're able to trust him more because we can see how he's working in our lives. So there are three things that I recommend for all of us as we strive to grow in trust, especially in this big season of waiting, in this liturgical season of waiting, but also in any season of waiting that we experience in our own lives. So the first piece of advice, or the first thing that I really recommend as we are all trying to grow in trust, is to get to know God and to get to know the character of God. If I were to introduce you to a stranger on the street and say, this person, like go to this person and surrender your entire life to them, give them total control over your work and where you live and your job and everything they do, you know, you have to respond in obedience. You'd be looking at me and that stranger like we were crazy because you'd be like, I don't know this person. Like, I don't know who this is. Why would I ever trust them? And it's the same with God. It's really, really difficult, you know, when we struggle with trust. A lot of the time, it's because we struggle because we don't know him and we are not seeking him out. And we're so blessed in our faith to have Holy Scriptures, which teach us the character of God and show us the character of God. And one of the ways I've come to know God more and more has been through an exploration of scripture, whether it's the book of Exodus, which is my favorite book of the Bible, which shows you so much about the character of God and his providence and his heart for his people, the intimacy he desires. You know, Moses turns to the Lord and says, "You are my intimate friend." And Moses is so bold with the asks he makes of God in the book of Exodus. And we can see that. We can see God's character through the New Testament, through the Gospels, in the way that Jesus talks to the Lord and talks about prayer, in the ways that he instructs his disciples. I mean, the parables teach us of the character of God. The parable of the prodigal son is a prime example of this, right? We see the Lord as a father who not only is merciful, but is running towards us at all times, no matter how far we've gone. And one of my absolute favorite ways to get to know the Lord is through the Psalms. I have gotten really into the Psalms this year. I think they're so beautiful, and they put into words some of the things that can be so hard for us to grapple with praying out and crying out to the Lord. And so what I want to do now is I want to pray one of my favorite Psalms. This is actually the Psalm, I would call this my gateway Psalm almost. I started praying this Psalm earlier this year, probably January or February, when I was really struggling in my prayer, and I prayed it every single day. And slowly I just felt my heart loosen, and I felt, my heart just open up to the Lord and open up to who he was and what he wanted to do for me. And so I want to pray with you now, Psalm 16, and you can absolutely look it up or pray it along with me, or just listen. But these words have done so much in my faith of knowing who God is. Okay, Psalm 16. "Keep me safe, my God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing. I say of the holy people who are in the land, they are the noble ones, in whom is all my delight. Those who run after other gods will suffer more and more. I will not pour out libations of blood to such gods or take their names upon my lips. Lord, you alone are my portion and my cup. You make my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body will also rest secure. Because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead, nor will you let your faithful ones see decay. You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand." I mean, even just praying that now, like, there's so much of it that stands out, right? It's talking about God's providence, his love, you know, the pain we cause ourselves when we run after idols and things that are not for us and not what he's giving to us freely. And I just love, you know, just that reminder of his desire to show us the path of life, his desire to provide for us, to give us joy, to prepare beautiful things for us and for our lives. And so if you are struggling with trusting God, with building that relationship, go to the Psalms. Go to the Psalms and pray the Psalms. There are Psalms of lament. There are Psalms of celebration and thanksgiving. And you can find everything you need really in those Psalms. They are just so beautiful. And Jesus himself prayed the Psalms. And so we know their power. And, you know, Jesus even, you know, prayed the Psalms on the cross when he said, "My Lord, my Lord, my God, why have you forsaken me?" That's a psalm. That's from the Psalms. So anyway, that's a great way to get to know him. And that's a really beautiful, a spiritual reading is also good. The writings of the saints can help you get to know the character of God. But again, it becomes easier to trust him when we know him. And he wants us to know him, and he's given us the scriptures. He's given us the mass. He's given us all of these opportunities to get to know him. And so I highly recommend the scriptures, whether or not that's the Psalms or Old Testament, New Testament, whatever that looks like. The second thing I would say that has really helped me grow in my trust has been to talk to God and to tell him things. I think that there can be this tension of, like, I don't want to open up totally to God, because maybe I'm just speaking for myself, but sometimes it's scary. It's scary to say, "God, this is what I want," because if we don't get it, I don't want to lose my faith, right? Like, if I'm asking for something and he's not providing, I don't want that to affect my faith. But if I look back on my life, I can see so clearly that there were so many things I prayed for and begged for and cried for, and I can look back and I didn't get them. And I can look back now and say, "Praise you, God, You saw what I could not see. You saw the bigger picture. You saw the whole of my life. You saw the whole situation, and you protected me. And I think that the more that I have come to God and asked Him for things, the more I've been able to grow in trust. And the more I've been able to say, God, you are God. I am not God. You are God. You are the one who knows me. You know my story. You know what is good for me. And you are always drawing me to you. And so I can trust you. And so that's a huge piece of trust, is going to God. And if you wake up on the wrong side of the bed one day and you're like, geez Louise, I'm so tired of praying for this thing. Why isn't this happening? Why am I still stuck in the season of waiting and I just want to get out of it? Say that to God. Don't go to prayer and be like, Lord, thank you so much for today and all my gifts. Like, yes, thank Him. But bring Him those things. There's this beautiful book by Shauna Norquist called Present Over Perfect, I think. And in it, she talks about the vinegar and oil prayer. And basically, I think she says something. I think that vinegar is above, like, floats above oil. I might be wrong. But basically, the idea of this analogy is that we have to pour out the vinegar sometimes before we can get to the oil. So sometimes I get into prayer and I'm frustrated about something or worked up or need to get something off my chest. And by starting with that, I open myself up then to get to the place of gratitude. But if we hide things from God and if we don't bring Him our desires, our intentions, our fears, then how can we expect Him to provide for us? And how can we expect Him to meet those needs? So that would be the second thing. The third is super duper important, and this is that we have to give God the chance to provide. So often we have a backup plan or a safety net or something that is like our plan B, so that if, you know, it's like, God, I pray that you help me get this job and I really want it and I think it would be good for me. And then we go and have like all these backup plans, or sometimes we're like, you know, I trust that you want me to find this great apartment and I trust that you're going to provide for me. And then we go find all these backup plans, and like, That what we're doing there is we're getting in the way of God's work. One of my favorite lines of the Surrender Novena is when the prayer says something along the lines of like, you ask me to take care of something and then you get in my way, like a child asking for their mother's help, and then you get in their mother's way. You know, that is sometimes how we are when it comes to God's providence, is that instead of going to Him and asking for His intercession in our lives, we do that, and then we still have all these backup plans. And something I've seen, especially this year, has been the gift and the grace that's found in just saying, God, like, this is what I'm asking of you, and I trust completely and totally that you want to provide for me, and that you will provide for me. And then we have to give Him the chance, right? So what I really recommend, and what I've done recently as well, is just sit down in prayer and say, God, like, where am I not allowing you to provide? Where am I not allowing for you to provide for me? And what came up for me in my prayer last week, maybe 2 weeks ago, was rest. Like, the Lord was saying, you know, you don't have to do all these things. Like, you can rest. But sometimes I feel a little bit scared to rest because I want to be doing things and I want to be, you know, living my life to the fullest and using my gifts and talents and loving people well and building community. And there's so many things I want to be doing. But I think the Lord invites me and has invited me many times to just rest and to rest in His arms and to trust that He wants to provide for me. And so it's in that, you know, learning how to rest, learning how to trust Him, that I really do hope and pray that He will be free to then provide. So those are my three pieces, the three things that I've done that have been really helpful for me in growing in trust, especially in seasons of waiting or frustration. Get to know God through His scripture, through prayer. Tell Him things, have conversations, be honest, and then finally give Him the chance to provide. Okay, that's all I have for you today. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you are having a blessed Advent. Please pray for me. I'm praying for you. Get back to work. I love you all. Bye. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of the Sunday Monday Show. If you liked it, if you enjoyed it, if you learned something, we would be so appreciative if you shared it with a friend. Shoot it in a text, post it on social media, whatever you want to do. Sharing these episodes helps more people find them. And while you're doing that, if you could rate and review these episodes, that would also be so appreciated. If you're looking for more, you can follow us on Instagram at thesundaymonday_, or visit us online at www.thesundaymonday.co, where we have tons of articles and free resources designed to help you be bold in your faith, work, and life. until next time.